Welcome to your weekly Food for Thought. I'm Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Extension Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. We want to make sure that as we get further into summer, you are staying hydrated. Since it's summer, that means the temperatures will continue to soar. Therefore, we want to remind everyone to stay hydrated, and the best beverage to stay hydrated with is water. Our bodies are 60% water. And everything in your body needs water to work well. Energy drinks, coffee, tea, and soda contain caffeine and can affect your heart and even add more stress to your body. Alcohol and drinks with caffeine or larger amounts of sugar can cause dehydration and increases the risk of heat illness. Eating fruits and vegetables will also help add water to your diet. And you can either just eat the fruits and vegetables, or you can add these to your water and have a fruit-infused water, or even possibly with smoothies. In order to stay hydrated, adults are told that they should consume about 8 8-ounce glasses of water for a total of 64 ounces. This equals about 4 bottles of water per day. So that's just a standard recommendation, but it could be that you need more if you are constantly outside. You need to make sure that you're staying hydrated, and one of the ways to know that is, naturally, are you thirsty? But unfortunately, a lot of people are dehydrated before they ever actually get to the point of being thirsty. Again, another way we tell adults to check to see if they're hydrated is simply the color of your pee when you go to the bathroom. Normal hydration should show that your pee is clear. So a simple check every day is some way to make sure that you're staying hydrated. And even if you are staying hydrated, limit the amount of time you are exposed to the heat. And don't forget to wear sunscreen to prevent skin cancer. This is just a couple of tips to help you stay safe and to stay healthy and to stay hydrated this summer as the temperatures continue to rise. But we also want to remind you that as the temperatures continue to rise, our risk of foodborne illnesses rises as well, because we do things such as the cookouts you might have had this past weekend, leaving food sitting out for too long, taking food different places, whether it's to have a picnic somewhere or out on a boat or to a friend's house. So we want to just remind you of the 4 steps to keep your food safe, because foodborne illness can happen when bad bacteria, viruses, or parasites get into your food. It can make you sick to your stomach, make you go to the bathroom a lot, or even make you have a fever. And it can make some people very, very sick. And sometimes it can make it very difficult to get well if you are in a population that makes you more at risk, such as being very young or very old or pregnant or immune compromised. So these foodborne illnesses can be prevented with 4 simple steps. Clean. Wash your hands and your food contact surfaces often. You should be washing your hands for at least 20 seconds. And washing your hands before you touch food and after you do things such as going to the bathroom or, cleaning or taking out the trash or wherever else. Also make sure that you're keeping your purses, your newspapers, your backpacks, your laptops, all these things that tend to get really dirty, and even toys, off those countertops where you keep your food. Because if they are contaminated, then they're going to contaminate your food contact surfaces, your counters. Also remember to separate. We don't want you to cross-contaminate, so keep your raw foods, like your meats, away from your ready-to-eat foods. Use separate cutting boards, even separate prep areas, just to be safe. Cooking it to a proper temperature. We always recommend that you use a food thermometer to check when your foods are safely cooked. You cover, stir, turn the dish, and follow rules for standing time, also when you're cooking in a microwave. So always follow the manufacturer guides for whatever cooking equipment you are using. And then the last step is to chill. And this is the most concerning during these hot summer months because you need to refrigerate your food promptly. Use thermometers in your refrigerator and your freezer. Keep the refrigerators at 40 degrees or colder and freezers at 0 degrees or colder. Put foods back in the refrigerator as soon as you use them and keep cold foods colds on the go in your lunch boxes or in your coolers with ice or a freezer gel pack. But make sure that when you're using those coolers, you're still separating your raw foods from your ready-to-eat foods or your raw foods from your drinks. So you don't want to have canned drinks that you're going to drink out of in the same cooler that you have your other foods. These are just a couple of tips to help you be food safe this summer. This is your food for thought from Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in.